After the New Hampshire primary, the candidates immediately began interpreting the results. NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams is in Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning, Bob.
Was John Kerry the only winner last night?
Bob, a 13 percentage point win for Kerry was pretty convincing on all fronts. According to the exit polls, he beat Howard Dean among Democrats as well as the independents who voted in this primary. Among late deciding voters, among veterans, he beat him among college graduates, and he crushed him 41-19 among people with only a high school education. Kerry did lose among people ages 18-29, but Kerry won every other age group, Bob. Voters who identified themselves as liberals went for Dean, but Kerry won among the more numerous moderates and conservative Democrats. Most telling of all, Bob, of the voters who said the one quality that mattered most to them was the ability to defeat George W. Bush, 59% voted for Kerry.
So what are Dean's prospects after losing in Iowa and now in New Hampshire?
Bob, there's just no history of anyone losing both the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary and then going on to win the nomination. Dr. Dean's not out of the race. He does have money, and he does have a nationwide organization. But he's got to win somewhere, and he's got to win it in the next week because his campaign is losing air fast. One interesting note is that the issue that pumped up Dean's candidacy early, the war in Iraq, was only the third most important issue for voters here, behind health care and the economy. The war was a dominating issue. You know, it just seems to have faded, at least here, and that took some currency away from Dean's campaign. One other point on Dean, Bob. About a third of the voters said Dean does not have the temperament to be president. 37% of the voters also had an unfavorable opinion of him.
Now, there was a tie of sorts for third place. Wesley Clark and John Edwards each got about 12% of the vote, though Clark got a slightly higher number of actual votes. What's the impact on Clark's campaign?
Right. Clark was here while others were campaigning in Iowa. He pinned all his hopes on a state where there's a large number of military veterans. He positioned himself as a man with military experience and therefore as an alternative to Dean, who he could go up against President Bush. But with Kerry now as the front runner, the rationale for Clark's campaign is flagging. His strongest showing was among voters who said that national security and terrorism were the number one issue for them. 35% of them voted for Clark.
John Edwards has to like his next stop.
Oh, he better. He better win there. You know, Edwards needed a better showing here, Bob, and after his surprise second place finish in Iowa, he wanted to come out of New Hampshire neck and neck with the front runners. Instead, he finishes a distant third, possibly fourth. He got good support from voters who said the quality that mattered most to them was that the candidate cares about people like me. 23% of them voted for Edwards, but 26% voted for Dean, and 36% voted for Kerry. He also got a good response from voters looking for a positive message from the candidates. But even there, Kerry got more votes.
Now, what about Joe Lieberman? He skipped the Iowa caucuses to campaign full-time in New Hampshire. He even got an apartment in Manchester.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. He had the best spin of the night, by the way. The Connecticut senator said he viewed his fifth-place finish as basically part of a three-way tie for third. Now, that's pretty inventive. His campaign never sparked enthusiasm here. His best showing in exit polls was among people who described themselves as conservatives and Republicans who changed registration at the last minute to vote in the Democratic primary. So that's not a good base for winning future Democratic primaries and caucuses.
Now, you have a big cluster of primaries and caucuses next week.
Oh, yeah, we really do. There's seven contests next Tuesday that take the nominating campaign to the South, the Midwest, and the West. With so many states in play on the same day, the campaigns go into really heavy reliance on campaign stops, you know, rallies at big hotels and airports, TV and radio ads, and having strong organizations tied to major voting blocks like black voters, veterans, the unions.
And
you can also expect, Bob, that the attack ads of Iowa are not going to make a comeback. If this was a boxing match, Dean's corner would be telling him to immediately start throwing roundhouse rights at Kerry, trying to knock him out now. Yesterday, there was some evidence of this with Dean resuming direct attacks. He told interviewers that Kerry was misled himself into voting for the war because he lacked judgment. Kerry fired back that, unlike Dean, he's been in war. I think you're going to see more of these kind of attacks and counterattacks as it now becomes a fight between Dean and Kerry.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in Manchester, New Hampshire.